You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
England's partially sighted futsal side are heading to Turkey for the World Championships this week. One of the newest players in the side is Neil Atkinson, who joins me now. Neil, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Hal. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Well, Neil, we've got to start with a huge congratulations on your call up to the England side. How does it feel?
Thank you. I'm really excited. I'm buzzing. I wasn't sure if I'd really ever get the opportunity to go across to a competitive tournament with England. I'm just excited that and grateful that I've got the opportunity. So just looking forward to the whole experience and helping the guys in the squad as much as I can.
And this is your first involvement at this level, Neil. But how long have you been playing futsal yourself?
I've played partially sighted futsal for about 8 or 9 years now. Started when I was 17. So coming up in 10 years. And so it's always been in the British partially sighted football league. So they play futsal in that. And so played that for a number of years and then into the England stuff just recently.
You had an incredible season with Merseyside Blind and VIFC, winning both the partially sighted football league and the League Cup. How do you reflect on the past few months?
Yeah, it was a brilliant season. It was quite a tough season because this is going back, obviously, that the last season, so kind of September 2024 until May this year. We had quite a small squad for most tournaments, so it was a lot of travelling, a lot of games across the season. But managing to win the league and the League Cup, and then getting to the final of the FA Cup on the back of that, and having a really good game against Birmingham in June was really great. Unfortunately, not to get the treble in the end, but actually, just at the end of the day, it was a really good game and a good spectacle for the tournament for the format of the game. So it was a great campaign.
Football doesn't just stay on the pitch for you, Neil. It also comes to be part of your work with RNIB as well.
Yeah, we try to support blind and partially sighted people up here in Scotland. So I'm a social action community coordinator with RNIB. So any which way we can support visually impaired people in the community, whether that be through sports, football specifically is obviously a passion of mine, but if it's running, swimming, skiing, whatever we can do to try and get someone the right support so that they can continue the hobbies or the socialising that they want to do, and that benefits their sight loss journey, then we'll try and support that. So that's a fun part of the job as well, when it can mix in with sport and supporting visually impaired people to play sport.
Well, tell us a bit about the World Championships. What awaits England in the initial stages of the tournament?
It's kind of formatted into a bit of a quad nations now. So the four teams that are going across are England, Turkey, Ukraine and Japan. So we play Ukraine in the first game on Sunday the 9th, and then on to Japan on the Tuesday, then Turkey on the Thursday. So that would decide whether we play in a gold medal match, which is the aim, or if it's a third, fourth playoff match on the weekend after.
And what have you learnt, Neil, coming into a squad with some very experienced players like Adam Leone or John McDougall? Have you picked up any different ways of playing or preparing for games?
Yeah, massively. It's just been a huge learning experience over the last couple of months. It's something that I try and make the most of at every camp that we go down. Very fortunate to get down and train at St George's Park and have the best facilities there, and a really great squad. It's easy to say that, like, it's a great group of people, but it really is. Guys like John Mack have been around it for years and years and set such high standards, but are also so knowledgeable and so technical and tactical on the court. It's just amazing that to learn off of these guys. And even though I play in the league against them and with some of them, actually to be in the England setup and learning from the coaches, Ryan and Duncan, and previously before that in camps years ago, Steve Daly and Mark Forrest, to learn from these guys with so much experience and knowledge has been really great. So it's just been a great couple of months, and hopefully it's set me up okay to support the team as much as I can in Turkey.
And you mentioned your day job a little bit earlier on, and some of the challenges that come with a full-time job and also training. Is it difficult then to combine the two and to find time to dedicate to both of those pursuits?
Yeah, it's tough. A lot of the guys are in a similar situation where they're working 9-to-5 jobs. Some of them even working like the NHS, which is such a high demand and a high stress job that takes them long hours through the week, and then they're having to pitch up, travel around the country for the partially sighted football or for England camp. So yeah, there's a lot of commitment involved. I'm just really lucky that, like, both my family are so supportive, but actually RNIB as well, and my manager Jane, and really supportive of making sure that, yeah, I can balance my work as well as trying to get down and have my commitments with the England squad and with the Partyside football.
For people listening who might be interested in getting started with their own futsal journey, where's a good place to start?
Yeah, well, the British Partyside Football League on all social media, on Instagram, X, they've got an email address, which is just like inquiries at British Partyside Football League, or Partyside Football League. But yeah, just looking up Partyside Football League. If you're over 16, then you can play in the league. If you're under 16, there is some development options as well. I'm the only one that has ever travelled down from Scotland from, you know, the time that I've been playing it, and it's such a big commitment, and it's a lot of money to travel. But if there's any way possible to do that, and there might be grants available elsewhere, if you look into speaking to like Scottish Disability Sport or England Football or British Blind Sport, wherever you can try and get into to try and get as much support as you can to do these things, then it's definitely worth it, because it's changed my life. I've absolutely loved travel my journeys down to Nottingham and Manchester and Liverpool to play in the league. And now even more so around the England squad, and just really grateful for the opportunity that I've got to be part of that squad and go out to Turkey. It's something really special.
The 2025 IBSA Partially Sighted Futsal World Championship takes place from the 5th to the 15th of November. For now, Neil Atkinson, we wish you and the rest of the England team the very best of luck at the tournament, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Al.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.